Welcome back to another episode of Growth Digger, where we dive deep into the latest trends that are honestly completely transforming the business landscape. I'm Taran Nanda, founder and CEO of Growth Natives, and today we're talking about something that's been on my mind a lot lately, the future of sales.
And I'm Tushar Misri, practice head of Salesforce here at Growth Natives. You know, Taran, I've been working with sales teams for years, and I think we are at a point where everything we thought we knew about selling is about to change.
That's a bold statement. What's made you say that? Because honestly, I'm always looking for ways to help our clients accelerate their growth.
Well, let me ask you this. What if I told you that your sales team could have a personal AI coach sitting with them during every single call, not just taking notes, but actually helping them navigate the conversation in real time?
Wait, are you serious? Because that sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. But if it's real, that could be a game changer for how we think about sales training.
It's not sci-fi anymore, Taran. It's happening right now. And the results are, honestly, they're pretty incredible.
Okay, you've got my attention. Walk me through this. How does an AI coach actually help during a sales call?
Great question. So imagine this scenario. Your sales rep is on a call with a potential client. The AI is listening in real time, analyzing not just what's being said, but how it's being said. It can detect when a prospect is showing buying signals, when they're getting hesitant, or when they're ready to move to the next step.
That's fascinating. But how does it actually help the rep in that moment? I mean, they can't just stop mid-conversation to read AI suggestions, right?
Exactly. That's where it gets really smart. The AI provides subtle, non-intrusive prompts, maybe a quick notification that says, ask about their current pain points or they seem ready for pricing discussion. It's like having your best sales manager whispering guidance in your ear.
Oh, wow. That's actually brilliant. You know, one of the biggest challenges we face when scaling our team is how do we replicate the instincts and experience of our top performers?
Exactly. And that's just the beginning. The AI doesn't just help during calls. It learns from every interaction. So if your top performer has a particular way of handling objections, the AI can suggest that approach to other team members.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Because honestly, if we could bottle the expertise of our best people and share it across the entire organization, I mean, the impact on revenue would be massive.
And speaking of revenue impact, let me tell you about something that's been blowing my mind. AI-powered quote generation and proposal creation.
Okay, I'm listening. How much are we talking about here in terms of time savings?
Well, think about your current process. How long does it typically take your team to put together a comprehensive proposal after a sales call?
Honestly, probably anywhere from 4 to 8 hours, depending on the complexity. And that's assuming they have all the information they need the first time.
What if I told you that the same process could happen in under 30 minutes, and not just faster, but more accurate, more personalized, and more likely to close the deal?
30 minutes? Come on, Tushar, that sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
No catch. The AI pulls from your entire knowledge base, past proposals, successful deals, product information, pricing guidelines. It understands the context of the conversation and creates a tailored proposal that feels completely personalized.
That's actually incredible. Because you know what? Speed to quote is often the difference between winning and losing a deal. If prospects are evaluating multiple vendors, the first one to respond with a solid proposal usually has a huge advantage.
Absolutely. And here's another thing. The AI learns from which proposals are successful. So over time, it gets better at crafting proposals that actually close deals.
You know what's really interesting about all this? It's not just about individual productivity. It's about how we manage and develop our sales teams. How does AI change the game there?
Oh, this is where it gets really exciting. Traditional sales management is so reactive, right? You look at numbers at the end of the month, maybe do some deal reviews, but by then it's often too late to course correct.
Yeah, exactly. We're always looking in the rearview mirror trying to figure out what went wrong after the fact.
Well, AI changes that completely. Imagine having real-time insights into how your team is performing, not just the numbers, but the quality of their interactions, their conversion rates at each stage, their effectiveness with different types of prospects.
That sounds like a manager's dream, but how granular does it get? Can you actually see what's working and what isn't at the individual level?
Absolutely. The AI can identify patterns like, hey, John struggles with enterprise clients but excels with mid-market deals, or Sarah's conversion rate drops significantly on Friday afternoon calls. It's like having a microscope on your sales process.
That's powerful, because then you can actually coach people on their specific weaknesses rather than just generic sales training, and you can optimize territories and assignments based on real data.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just identifying problems. It suggests solutions. Based on successful patterns, here's how John could improve his enterprise approach, or Sarah's peak performance hours are between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Okay, this all sounds amazing in theory, but let's get real for a minute. How do you actually implement this stuff without completely disrupting your existing sales process?
Great question. And honestly, that's the number one concern I hear from sales leaders. The key is to start small and build momentum.
What does start small look like in practice?
Well, I usually recommend picking one area where you're already seeing pain points. Maybe it's quote generation, maybe it's call coaching, maybe it's pipeline forecasting. You implement AI in that one area, let your team see the results, and then expand from there.
That makes sense. Because change management is always a challenge, especially with sales teams. They're often pretty set in their ways.
Absolutely. And the beauty of AI tools is that they're designed to augment what salespeople already do well, not replace it. It's about making good salespeople great and great salespeople exceptional.
Right. And from a business perspective, that's exactly what we want. We're not trying to replace human relationships and intuition. We're trying to amplify them.
Speaking of amplifying performance, have you been following what's happening with sales compensation lately? The numbers are pretty eye-opening.
Oh, I'm always interested in compensation trends, especially when we're trying to attract and retain top talent. What are you seeing?
Well, on-target earnings for sales professionals are ranging from the mid-80,000s all the way up to 200,000 and beyond. But here's the interesting part. The people consistently hitting the higher end of that range are the ones embracing these AI tools.
Really? So it's not just about company size or industry, it's about how effectively they're using technology.
Exactly. And it makes sense when you think about it. If you can close deals faster, manage more prospects effectively, and have higher conversion rates, of course you're going to earn more.
That's a compelling argument for adoption. Because ultimately, if we can show our sales team that these tools will help them make more money, that's a pretty strong motivator.
Absolutely. And it creates this positive feedback loop. Better tools lead to better results, which leads to higher compensation, which attracts better talent, which drives even better results.
You know, this conversation is making me think about talent acquisition. What advice would you give to someone looking to break into tech sales right now, especially with all these AI tools changing the landscape?
Great question. The fundamentals are still important: networking, relationship building, understanding the technology. But I think there's a new skill set that's becoming critical.
What kind of skills are we talking about?
Well, first, you need to be comfortable with AI tools, not necessarily from a technical perspective, but understanding how to leverage them effectively. Second, data literacy is becoming huge. Being able to interpret analytics, understand what the numbers are telling you.
That makes sense, because if AI is handling a lot of the routine tasks, salespeople need to focus on the higher value activities: strategic thinking, relationship building, complex problem solving.
Exactly. And third, I think continuous learning is more important than ever. The tools are evolving so rapidly that you need to stay on top of new features and capabilities.
What about certifications? Are there specific credentials that people should be pursuing?
Definitely. Salesforce has expanded their certification program significantly. There are now specific tracks for AI and sales automation. But honestly, the most valuable thing is hands-on experience. Get your hands dirty with these tools, experiment, see what works.
So where do you see all this heading? I mean, if we're seeing this level of change now, what does the sales landscape look like in, say, 3 to 5 years?
That's the million-dollar question. I think we're moving toward a world where the distinction between sales, marketing, and customer success becomes much more blurred.
How so?
Well, imagine AI that can identify upsell opportunities in real time, automatically trigger marketing campaigns based on customer behavior, and predict which accounts are at risk of churning. The entire customer journey becomes one seamless AI-orchestrated experience.
That's a pretty radical shift. It sounds like we're moving from discrete sales transactions to ongoing relationship management powered by AI.
Exactly. And I think the sales professionals who thrive in that environment will be the ones who see themselves as relationship strategists rather than just deal closers.
Which actually brings us back to the human element, because at the end of the day, people still buy from people they trust. AI can handle the data and the process, but building genuine relationships, that's still fundamentally human.
That's beautifully put. And I think that's what's so exciting about this moment. We're not replacing human connection. We're freeing up salespeople to focus on what they do best while AI handles everything else.
So for our listeners who are thinking, this all sounds great, but where do I start? What would be your top three recommendations?
Great question. First, educate yourself. There are tons of resources available: webinars, training sessions, certification programs. Don't wait for your company to mandate it. Take the initiative.
That's great advice. What's second?
Second, start experimenting. Most of these AI tools have free trials or demo versions. Pick one area of your sales process and test it out. Maybe it's AI-powered email sequences. Maybe it's call analysis. Just start somewhere. Third, think about the customer experience. Don't just ask, how can AI help me sell more? Ask, how can AI help me serve my customers better? Because ultimately, the companies that win are the ones that deliver the most value to their customers.
That's such an important point. It's not about using AI to be more pushy or aggressive. It's about using AI to be more helpful and responsive. You know, Tushar, this has been such an enlightening conversation. When I think about where we were just 5 years ago compared to where we are now, the pace of change is honestly breathtaking.
It really is. And I think what's most exciting is that this is just the beginning. We're probably going to look back on this conversation in 2 years and laugh at how primitive these tools seem compared to what's coming next.
So for our listeners, I really encourage you to start exploring these possibilities. Whether you're a sales professional, a sales manager, or a business leader, this technology is going to impact how you work.
And remember, the goal isn't to replace human judgment and relationships, it's to amplify them. Use AI to become a better version of yourself, not a different person entirely.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future of sales. I'm Tarun Nanda.
And I'm Tushar Misri. Keep pushing boundaries, keep learning, and most importantly,
keep growing, everyone. We'll catch you on the next episode.